Everybody, what is up? This is the V Podcast, and I am your host, DeLon Bowler. Yes, DeLon Bowler. I said DeLon because that's how my teachers say it. And that's what they know me by, DeLon. But it's really DeLon. So get it correct, god dang it. Get it correct. Anyways, I hope everybody is having a wonderful afternoon. Just started. It's only, I am in, what time zone are we in? Central? Eastern. We're in Eastern. Eastern time zone. And, you know, it's 12:37 East Michigan. And, you know, we're just out here, playing some, video games. Watching some buddies play the video game. You know, if anybody knows anything about PUBG, you know, be sure to add me on Xbox. I have the Xbox. It's under Starboy1020. That's Starboy, the number 1, the number 0, the number 2, and the number 0. Alright, but, you know, PUBG is a really pretty cool game. You know, it's real different. That's why I like it. It's a different formatting game. It's not your everyday RPG game. So, you know, I think it's kind of mixed in into RPG first shooter type of games, video games, because if you think about it, you know, the worlds are usually big on RPG games. Like, if you guys ever played Skyrim or Dragon's Dogma or something along those lines, then you know how big those worlds are. And PUBG is a very good game, you know, as far as size, you know. So all the people acting like they can't hold memory, you know, on the video games, they're holding out, you know. PUBG's the one that first do this shit, you know, as far as, like, keeping it in the category of first-person shooter. I believe PUBG just started a little trend out here, as well as Fortnite. You know, people play Fortnite all the time, And you know, it's just like Fortnite is one of those games that I think is really for kids, but a lot of grown people play that video game, and it's a pretty cool game. You know, it's real interesting. That's an interesting game too, Fortnite. It's interesting because, you know, you can build up. So if somebody's shooting at you, you know, you can automatically block it from them hitting you by building little forts, you know, around you and your teammates. So it's harder for them to, you know, kind of creep up on you. Say you, like, build a tunnel towards the enemy. That's a pretty good technique, you know, if you know how to do that well. Kind of build a little fort across, and every time, you know, just kind of slide up and hit them, slide up, hit them, do, you know. But anyways, those are some really good video games. You know, last week I told you guys we were going to talk about gun reforming. You know, it seems like it's getting worse out there. You know, let's lay off the video games right now. Let's lay off the funding. Let's get serious with politics right now. You know, it's very difficult. A difficult situation to talk about, because you're going to have so much controversy, you know, with the people that are for the right to bear arms amendment, the Second Amendment. And, you know, you're always going to have these people like, oh, it's not the guns, it's the person. Of course it's the person, but of course it's the gun as well. Don't try to act, you know, all nonchalant about it. It's always the person. It's always going to be the person. But when the person involved is using a weapon, and when a gun is killing off everybody in the hood, you know, in black communities, you know, and people are shooting up schools and all that shit, then it is a problem. Guns are a problem. You know, don't try to defend a weapon. You know, guns were used for wars, you know. I remember watching the documentary. The first guns to be used in war was to kill off the Zulu Nation.
which you know, I can't remember who the freaking European was that, you know, started bringing those to war because their army was overran by the, you know, Shaka Zulu, you know, and all those guys. Like, they're defending, it sounds like, you know, the U.S., or, you know, the British, or anybody, you know, who's poor. Like, you're just defending this weapon. Like, you're defending the weapon. You'd rather defend a weapon than to, you know, defend people. Which is kind of on the side of cannibalism, you know? You want people to die. And then you're increasing the murder rate by making even more crazier weapons. Like I just seen, you know, online, a freaking double barrel Glock. You know, and the shit shoots like fucking crazy, man. Like, what the fuck? Why the fuck do you need that? Why are you making that shit? Literally. That's fucking terrorism. If you don't think that's fucking terrorism, then you got a fucking problem. If that's not terrorism, then tell me what is. If you're going to classify a Muslim as being a terrorist, you have to classify the next man as being a terrorist who puts all these, let's say, Osama bin Laden had weapons of mass destruction. You know? It's so fucking stupid. You know, you got these people coming out saying he has weapons of mass destruction and he's a terrorist, when in fact that terrorism takes place in the United States every single fucking day. Terrorism is the number one fucking crime in the United States due to Caucasian men, due to the African American community causing terrorism on each other. Causing terror on each other. Sorry. Kind of heated up. But, you know, you're causing terror on each other. It's classified as terrorism. It has to be. If you disagree with that, then you're an alright idiot. You cannot disagree with that. It's terror. Chaos. Come on. Like, you guys been doing this since day one. And you knew what would happen. So y'all out here getting ill, riding on the next mug, and want to get all ill on them because of a decision can't be made between the two, or just for no reason, you know? Shit, I got robbed before, gunpoint, you know, and the shit, you know, I just stared at the fucking barrel of the gun. I didn't give a fuck, pulled the fucking trigger, you know? Fuck it, I live to die. But the fact of the matter is, you know, it was over some bullshit. And, you know, pretty much, you know, I couldn't really do anything. You know, I have never touched a gun in my life. You know, so for that to happen to me is mistakenly going to be classified as confusion. You know, it was a misunderstanding with one another. You know, I forgive the guy who did it. You know, I know who he is. I know who his family is. I know people around him. I forgive him. Why? Because, you know, it's let's put it like this. I forgive him because as a black man in America, we are against one another. We don't know why. We don't know why we're against one another. But at the end of the day, we're with one another. We unite. And black people just don't understand because of the confusion from the society. We cannot keep classifying everything as it's the white man's fault. We cannot keep classifying things like this is, you know, like we can't. Of course, you know, it's a communication problem. It's communication. A white man could speak out, you know, to a black guy and help him out with a handout. The next thing you know, this black guy is, you know, being prejudiced towards this white guy.
you know, wants to kill the fucker. You know, but when it's, I understand that, you know, history is based off of black and white, and, you know, negativity towards the African community has been based, has been European based, Caucasian based, you know, and, you know, we just only, you know, look at that. We need to stop looking at that and remember who our leaders were that were speaking on equality, diversity. You know, we speak about Malcolm X, Martin Luther King. We know that Huey P. Newton, Bobby Seale, the Black Panthers, you know, these guys, you know, they weren't, they were expressing the Second Amendment, the Black Panthers were. And what they're trying to do was stop gun violence in the community and police brutality. You know, they actually gathered up Africans with each other, black communities with each other. But the problem with that was, you know, all right, so one of the 10-point plans were you cannot smoke, you know, you can't be on drugs when you're at these meetings, you know, with the Black Panthers. We are trying to get rid of drugs. We are trying to get rid of brutality. Those are the main goals that they wanted to get rid of. But you know what's real funny is that Huey P. Newton, you know, died from being on drugs and with a shootout. And I believe he died from a black man. You know, so the fucked up thing about it is that, you know, we can't argue anymore with each other. We are supposed to be able to debate with one another. And at the end of the day, come to not even an agreement, just come to our differences and still say, you know, I'm glad we had that conversation. You know, having a conversation is all, you're always going to have differences. You know, you're always going to be either against or with it, you know. But, at you know, in between it, it's an argument. They're arguments. So we need to stop. We really need to stop as a people. Get together, and as far as gun reforming, we need to stop that. You know what I mean? Like, stop classifying everything as not okay or being okay. Like, you're putting everything in a wrong section. You're putting everything in the wrong categories. You're making an excuse as to why this is legal and why this is illegal. So, you know, I think the main thing is, you know, we need to stop disagreeing so quickly and really be like, okay, let me do my research, because everybody thinks that they know everything. You know, they are afraid to act like that they don't know. You know, they're afraid to act like they don't know. They are always afraid. They're afraid to lose. Why are you scared? You know, why do not be scared of, you know, being wrong. They're afraid to be wrong. You know, you can't be afraid to be wrong, because at the end of the day, you know, you should gain some prosperity with someone, man, because it's only one life to live. You know, some people believe in an afterlife. Maybe there is. I believe there is. You know, why are we so awakened and, you know, awakened right now if we can't be awakened again? It doesn't make sense. But, you know, just come to some conclusion with each other. You know, try to have an argument with each other. Try to, you know, agree with each other. Stop thinking that everything doesn't matter. Everything matters. Everything. I don't care if it's the stupidest fucking topic ever. It's gonna matter to somebody. You know, if somebody wants to talk to you, let them talk to you. See what they say about it. You know, see what they say to you. You know, what are they talking about? Oh, that's pretty cool. You know, just be like, okay, you know. You guys have to argue with everything. Stop arguing. Border control. See, I wanted to talk about border control. Border control. is the most stupid idea ever. I want to hear your comments. I want to see the agreements and disagreements. But in my opinion, again, it's based off of them trying to stop drug trafficking. Now let me pull up some facts real fast. Number one, drug trafficking in the world. Let's see who has the highest drug traffic. Illegal drug trade, drug trafficking. The top 10 drug lords, DEA highest intensity drug trafficking areas. Let's see that. Okay. All right. Let's get this to load real fast on DEA.gov if you want to find those facts. See in the state. It's probably going to be California. What's brown mean? Yellow is Michigan. Okay, we know that, but what's the percentage? So it looks like we got California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, and Florida as well as some of the highest ones in the state. All right, so they want to put a border around New Mexico. It doesn't make any damn sense. What? I don't get that. Why are you trying to put a border around in Mexico? But Texas is still going to be moving drugs. Like, all right. I'm fucked up from that subject. Drug trafficking, to me, is the most, how do I say it? It's the most, You get a lot of money from drugs, you know, from selling drugs as a drug lord, drug kingpin, drug dealer. But, you know, to put a border or put a wall around New Mexico and say that it's their fault from all the drugs, it's so damn stupid. You know what I mean? Like, especially when you have California, you have Florida, and even Texas. You know, at the bottom line of Texas. What the hell are you going to do about that? Like, you're not going to stop it. You're just going to increase the rate. And that's what the government does, is increase the percentage. They're going to increase murders this year. You know, the murder rate is going to increase. Drug trafficking is going to increase. Gun purchases are going to get increased this year due to the government. You know, the government does that shit. And you know they do. Why wouldn't they? Because it's the fucking government. They can. That's why. You know, they're going to fucking get rid of the lower class. You know, get rid of the poor. So that you can't have shit. Slavery. It's slavery. We are enslaved. We are very much enslaved. And, you know, it's sad because you know, they talk about, oh, it's no slavery anymore. We're going to have these rights, and fuck a right. You know, your rights are violated every damn day, every fucking second of the day by the fucking government. You know, we're always going to be violated. Our rights are violated every day. These rights aren't doing anything. How are we going to deal with this? The biggest way to deal with this is just to let it happen. I hate to say it, but you can't stop it from happening. So let it happen. That's how you lower the shit down. That's how everything gets away. That's how people learn from their mistakes. You know, keep the police on the streets because, you know, they're going to get rid of all the crimes. You know, they have to. Somebody has to deal with it. What the hell you want? Motherfucking next person in the hood to fucking just keep shooting each other? I mean, it's going to be all out wars if we don't have these, you know, protectors and serving. You know, protect to serve. You know, we have to have it. If we don't, then it's just going to be wars. We might as well be the Middle East. We might as well be one of those third world countries, you know, because it's just going to keep happening and happening and happening again. Until that tribe, that gang dies out. They don't give a fuck. Nobody cares anymore. There is no humanity. There's none. None. Nada. We don't have humanity anymore. That's not a thing. It's not good to be kind anymore, obviously. They want freaking crazy ass fucking people ruling the world. You know? Racism, man. Everything. It's wrong. Everything is wrong right now. And it's forever going to be. Because nobody can solve these situations except us, ourselves. We have to reevaluate ourselves. You know, to put a border around Mexico, to put a border around these places that are so-called wrong, you know, and are causing these problems. You know, it's never going to freaking work. It's not going to work. I'm telling you right now, it's not going to work. This is one of the worst choices you can ever freaking make. You know? I mean, if you disagree, let me know. You know, this is a bad choice because it's just going to increase. It's going to increase, guys. And you know it. You know it is. Oh, man, I can't even talk about this subject because it's just so stupid. I guess I can talk about, you know, why they're doing it. The United States government is doing it. I mean, you know, you have the Incas, the Mayas, the Aztecs. Those are more Mexicans, you know, the Native Americans' cousins. You have these guys, and you know, they were at war with the Spaniards. Columbus was over here even. Trying to take over that area. Landed in the West Indies. You know, and the population just increased. You know, off of that. Off of winning a war. You know, after winning that war. So, after winning that war, you know, they gained pieces of the land. Texas was Mexico at one time. And if you haven't read about that, you need to. And that'll probably get you a better sense of, as to, you know, what's really going on. You know, why they're really doing that. It's because that was a part of Mexico. They're trying to, look, they took away Native American tribes, took away Africa. They took away the Aztec land. They took away culture. U.S. soldiers, man. That's why I can never go into war. I can never kill another black man. I can never kill an Israelite. I couldn't. I cannot ever do that. Any of the tribes in the Israelites, the 12 tribes, I can't do that. I can never do that. You will never see me doing that. You're going to have to kill me before I do it. So you can look bad. I'm not about to be looking bad. I'm going to be spoken about greatly. I will be a legend before I die. You know? I was known in high school. Now I'm on my way to become a legend. You know, just listen, man. You know, listen to each other. Stop. You know, work together. Work together. And it's, you know, the government, man. It's money-hungry, freaking first-class citizens. Money-hungry. You know, we don't need money to survive. Because I'm moving out. You know, I'm moving my life without the funds. You know, you just have to find the loopholes and everything. When you find a loophole,
you know, then you know where to go. You'll be freaking wealthy in your own mind. And that's the best way to be wealthy, not rich. Wealth is health. Health is wealth. When you're healthy, you're wealthy. Like, guys, we need to work together. We need to find differences. We have to have differences. If there were no differences in this world, how will we know who each other are? How will we know what each other, what something is, you know? All right, you know, guys, let's wrap it up. You know, next subject, next episode, I want to talk about something you guys want to talk about. If you guys don't comment, I'm going to have to bring up my own topics. Maybe I'm not speaking too well for you, but, you know, I'm speaking, you know, opinionated. It's my opinion. And, you know, it'll just get better. It's just going to get better. Because the more you practice, the better it gets. All right, guys, this is the V Podcast. Daylon Bowler signing out. Thank you for listening.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.